here. And thanks for the clicker. Okay, the Botanic Garden in Geneva is actually a leading institution in botanical science and plant conservation. But if we look at the targets of the Global Biodiversity Framework, we actually are active in most of them, from the local scale to global scale. But today it's my pleasure to speak just about one target, and that is target number 12, which is all about enhancing biodiversity at the urban environment, at the local level, through planning and concrete action for health and well-being of humans and life. Maybe half a century ago, biologists started to study urban environments and noticed something quite interesting. They noticed the fact that in cities and in urban environments, you could have a remarkable diversity and richness of species that was quite peculiar and quite unique. It's very counterintuitive. Why is that? Because, in fact, urban ecosystems, they are extremely diverse in terms of structures, in terms of habitats. And who says more different habitats says more different species. Here in Geneva, we have 40 different natural habitats on a very, very small scale. And although the ground is sealed, over 65% of all the surfaces that you see here are concrete, are roads, are infrastructure, and there's very little space for wildlife, the species richness in the communal, within the communal boundaries of Geneva, is the red part in the middle there. We have 715 different plant species in Geneva. That's about 63% of the diversity of the canton, and it's almost one quarter of the Swiss flora. Imagine, I'm a botanist, so I will speak about plants today. But you could extrapolate the same kind of data also for animals and for fungi, for lichens, and so on. Only at the Botanic Garden in Geneva, we recorded almost 100 different bee species, wild bee species. And that's in the very heart of the city. We also have, and that was said earlier, we have an internationally protected natural reserve in Geneva, which is a Ramsar site, a wetland of international importance. It actually starts here at the Jet d'Eau, and it goes all the way down. I live just close by, and I know that you can observe over the year hundreds of different bird species migrating through that area, and it's heavily urbanized, and it's very surprising, this fact. So what we started then to do is to record this diversity of plants in the city of Geneva. And I give you just a few examples, and this is the very, very local level here. We have Andriscus caucalis, the burserville. This is a species that grows. You may know this place here. This is Palais Wilson, just there. This is the Paquis neighborhood in Geneva. This is a species that is vulnerable to extinction, inscribed in the red list of the threatened species of Switzerland. We also have this species, just another example, Gagea villosa, the hairy star of Bethlehem. Here we are in the Parc de Boudet, that's just behind Intercontinental Hotel. You may know that place also. This is a species that comes from the Mediterranean area. It's linked to orchards, vineyards, and agricultural systems. Because of the change in practices in agriculture, especially the heavy use of herbicides, this species has become almost extinct. It's listed as an endangered species according to the Red List of Switzerland. So you see that the urban environment can be a substitution habitat for rare and endangered species. And of course, this is another example, sorry. It's just a wall. This is Le Mur de la Treille. It's the wall that is between the old city, the old town of Geneva, and the terrace that goes down over Parc des Bastions. Parc des Bastions is where you have the wall with the reformators. And this wall was, my colleagues did count the number of species that you could find in this wall. It won the prize of the most biodiverse wall of Switzerland, with over, that was with 149 different species recorded, plants, lichens, mushrooms, insects, and so on and so forth, mollusks. And it's the heart of a city. It's not a wall in a vineyard in valleys or somewhere else. So the strategic frameworks, of course, we start with the Convention of Biological Diversity that says that we should identify and manage important components of biological diversity to ensure conservation and sustainable use. Soon after, actually not so soon, but Switzerland may be slow sometimes, we had the biodiversity strategy of Switzerland, and because of all this knowledge in urban ecology that was gathered over the years, the preservation and the promotion of biodiversity in urban habitats is one of the 10 strategic goals of the Swiss biodiversity strategy. And then you go down all these strategic frameworks to the action plan. You have the same thing also on cantonal level with the cantonal strategy of biodiversity, the cantonal action plan. Then later on, the coming framework came, and we ended up in 2025 doing a strategy for biodiversity on municipal level here in Geneva. And you may ask yourself, what does all this mountain of paper produce at the end of the day? And in Geneva it did that. We were able to get some budget from the city council, roughly half a million Swiss francs per year, 3 staff members, and they are the people and the working force who will implement the biodiversity strategy of the city of Geneva that is nested within all those strategic papers. So at the end of the day, all this is actually very useful, at least for us here in Geneva, on the ground. So what does this strategy do? What are they, these people called to implement? They, of course, the strategy has axes, has activities, and so on. First thing is document and consolidate documentation. This is a very interesting map. There's a lot of data in there. That's the socio-ecological infrastructure where you have the components of biodiversity, but also the components of ecosystem services, or if you prefer, nature contributions to people. So these are the most important areas for the service that nature does for the people and for the components of biodiversity that live there. And this is one of the components of the urban planning. So everything that is planned and implemented and done in the city of Geneva has to take account of this map and of this data. Of course, monitoring means also distribution of flora, fauna, fungi. We have also this very interesting thing, which is the dark infrastructure. It's a dark web of the city of Geneva. It's not it's very concrete. It's where the spots are that are not light polluted at night. So these are places where fauna can migrate in the night. And it's part of this map also. I have to move on because I guess it's time flies. Another part of the strategy is plan and implement. So my three guys there, they actually are part of the whole project cycle that goes from the request of funding in the city council for a project all the way to implementing the project and to managing afterwards. And of course, the idea is to have a better outcome for biodiversity in every concrete project that the city does. And this has started now. And last, the last part of the strategy, of course, is communicate and engage. So the city of Geneva also has funds to support local organizations and community-led projects together with the population. And here you have an example of a plantation of a microforest that was done in the neighborhood with the people of the neighborhood to develop also ownership with respect to biodiversity. And I conclude here with one image. You may think this is in the middle of somewhere far away. This is downtown Geneva. This is just a few steps away from the Jet d'Eau. Thank you very much. Thank you.